Stamps in the Nation's Attic, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. The National Postal Museum in Washington is part of the Smithsonian Institution, which is nicknamed the Nation's Attic because it has just about everything historical related to the United States. Daniel Piazza is in charge of the stamp exhibits and acknowledges there's a lot for tourists to do in Washington.
I don't see really the museums in Washington, D.C. as being in competition with each other. The whole city is a great destination for culture and museums.
The Smithsonian has 19 museums in Washington, 11 of them on the National Mall, a strip that runs from the Capitol to the Lincoln Memorial. The Postal Museum is a few blocks away.
Some people see the fact that we're not on the National Mall as being a challenge, but actually, we are located at one of the busiest intersections in Washington, D.C.
It's right across from the train station and a few blocks from the Capitol building. Piazza says Washington tourism is cyclical and affected by the economy.
Actually, when the economy is not doing so well, tourism to Washington is having boom times, because once you get to Washington, D.C., just about everything, including all the Smithsonian museums, are free.
The Smithsonian National Postal Museum has been a leader in using new museum technology, and there are many hands-on exhibits for kids and adults. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.